Cherry Blair is a financial advisor, California insurance license number 0B42369 with Michael J. Lucia & Associates. Security and services offered through HBEC Inc., member FINRA SIPC. HBEC Inc. and Michael J. Lucia & Associates are not affiliated.
Whether you're feeling happy, sad, mad, or glad, it never hurts to change it up. Tired of the rut you're stuck in but don't know what to do? Change it up! Life transitions expert, speaker, and best-selling author Paula Shaw will be leading the charge each week, exploring topics that inspire men and women to welcome change and create a new kind of conversation. Join a movement that encourages truth, respect, innovation, and cooperation at home, in the workplace, and around the world. Ready to change it up? Here's your host, Paula Shaw.
Welcome to Change It Up with Paula Shaw. We are so thrilled to have you here. You know, whether you're feeling up or you're on a downward spiral, it's always a good thing to change it up. And that's what we're going to be doing on this show. My goal is to help people truly connect with themselves, with members of the opposite sex, to embrace change, and to empower your life path with a clear vision. I really want to improve the conversation between men and women so that they're empowering each other, so that they're coming together with mutual respect and mutual support. So this show is going to spotlight some amazing women, but we love men too. And we're going to definitely have a lot of great men, especially those that support women and make them safe and help them succeed. We want those guys on this show too. So I'm totally delighted that we have you with us today. And I want to tell you just a little bit about the philosophy behind this idea of change. Why did I want to do a show called Change It Up? And the reason for that is because for a long time now, I've known, because my work as a life transition expert has me constantly dealing with people that are going through change. And humans have a love-hate relationship with change. On the one hand, we really need it so we don't get bored to death and so that life stays interesting. On the other hand, we hate the discomfort of it. We don't like that place where it takes us, where we just feel, it's unfamiliar. It's not the usual. It's not that comfort zone that can be so easy to deal with. And so, you know, in my work as a life transition expert, I have people going through change for all kinds of reasons. Sometimes the reason is death. Sometimes divorce, a breakup in a relationship, or a job loss. Sometimes it's a bad health diagnosis that creates that change in your life, or even moving. Even if you welcome the move, moving has a lot of inherent loss attached to it, right? Even your favorite dry cleaners that you're used to in the location where you are now, you lose when you move. So we're looking at all kinds of change in life, right? Our country's changing. The political scene is changing. Women are stepping up and in a way they never have before. Life is changing. You know, virtual reality has become a big part of reality. So we need to get better skills at dealing with change. We need to welcome the prospect of changing it up so that we open ourselves up to something better. My guest today, Leah Bales, she talks about this, and we're going to be talking a lot about those experiences that we have in life that may be dreaded and difficult when we're going through them, but then they open the portal for growth. They open the portal for something more, for something new, and usually that involves growth. Yes, I know. I too would like it if it came more easily. I would like it if the growth didn't always involve the part that hurts. But sometimes our pain is the breaking of the shell of our awakening. I love that line. Khalil Gibran said that many years ago. And I think it's such an important perspective for us all to remember that this, first of all, this too shall pass. So whatever you're going through, whether it's great or whether it's not so great, this too shall pass. Life is in motion. Change is happening. And there's no way we can make that stop. So my thought is, let's embrace it. Let's like it better. Let's learn to change it up with a smile on our face and know that even though that change it up process can be difficult, that behind it is something really cool that's coming. That growth, that new experience, that new way of feeling or being, we have to change it up to get there. One of the things I've realized along the way is that very often when people are going through change, those around them don't show up to help. They don't make that phone call. They don't come and visit. They don't bring food or help or whatever that person needs. And you know why? Because they don't know what to say. So one of the things we will also be talking about on this show is saying the right thing, which also happens to be the title of my new book that'll be available in a month or two. We're not exactly sure of the launch date yet, but it's coming up soon. And I wrote saying the right thing when you don't know what to say because of exactly what I just said to you. You know, I'm tired of having people come into my office and say, nobody's showing up. Nobody's calling. You know, I feel so alone. And the reason that they aren't showing up or calling is because they don't know what to say and they're terrified that they might say the wrong thing and perhaps make the situation even worse. So saying the right thing is going to offer you information about the right mindset to have, the right words to use, the right intention to set, and the right behavior to come forward with when you want to show up and help your friend who's dealing with loss or emotional pain. So I'm very excited about that book. But on this show, we're going to also be covering that topic on a regular basis. So one of the things I wanted to share with you right now is an email that's talking about these very things. An email that I just got this week. Dear Paula, I recently got my dream job, something I always wanted to do. I should be grateful and happy, but I just can't seem to find the time to do everything I have to do and still take care of me. Does that sound familiar? My exercise time has disappeared. I'm grabbing junk food and eating standing up while I do something else. I seem to be running and panting the whole day long. What can I do? I think my friends are tired of me telling my tale of woe, and I don't want to give up my job. My family needs the income, but I don't want to lose myself either. Any words of wisdom for me? Sincerely, Linda. Whoa. Well, Linda, I can say this. This sounds like me and so many people that I know that all have so much to do. And one of the great pieces of information I can offer you right off the top is that my guest today, Leah Bales, is going to be talking about enlightened selfishness. And is that perfect? Yes. So she's going to help us learn how we can have schedules this busy, but still take that time to take care of ourselves. And also on the show today, Sherry Blair, my sponsor and the financial consultant who is all about empowering women so that they understand better how to use, save, and invest their money and how to make it last. So you're going to be getting a lot of great tips about this very thing, you know, how we can take care of ourselves and still love others, still have relationships with others, and still do the work that we came to the planet to do. So the first thing I want to say about Linda, the woman who wrote this email, is I relate because I think we all relate to this problem of the never-ending to-do list, right? And that one is a toughie. But what I would say is we have to know that it doesn't all have to get done every day. So the first thing to do with the to-do list is prioritize. Sometimes you need to prioritize in the order of what's going to bring income into the home first. Sometimes you need to prioritize in the order of perhaps someone's health concerns. But let's always remember, and I look forward to learning more from Leah Bales, let's always remember that we have to prioritize ourselves and our health and our well-being so that we have a full well, so that when somebody shows up with their little tin cup, we can give them a drink of water. There's something of us left to give. I'm really excited about learning more about this today, because the other thing that we see over and over, especially we women, we're born nurturers. So we tend to put everybody else and everybody else's needs first. And I always like to quote that great line from every airplane in the sky, put the oxygen mask over your own mouth before you assist someone else. So today, I hope we're going to learn how to do that in an enlightened way so we can still feel good about ourselves and still feel good about our work in the world and those that we love and surround ourselves with. So, without any further ado, in my next segment, I'm going to introduce you to Leah Bales, and we're going to learn some of the secrets of how we can engage in enlightened selfishness. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back with more Change It Up with Paula Shaw on AM 1170, The Answer. Change it. Turn and face the strain.
Change it. Now, more than ever, it's important for women to understand why they need a financial strategy. Women tend to make less money than men, live longer, and face more financial challenges during retirement. Hi, I'm Sherry Blair. With evolving roles and increasing responsibilities, women are seeking out ways to become more knowledgeable about their finances. My life's work has been to empower women to make good financial decisions today to help ensure you have a bright future tomorrow. I'm here to help you learn more and to become more. Give me a call for your free no-obligation consultation or a second opinion at 619-997-0416. 619-997-0416. That's 619-997-0416.
California license number 0B42369. Securities and services offered through HBEC Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. HBEC Inc. and Michael J. Lucia and Associates are not affiliated.
For those looking to improve their lives, there's nobody better to turn to than Paula Shaw. Paula helps people regain successful lives by identifying and eliminating self-sabotaging behavior using a multitude of mind-body techniques to identify and resolve their core issues. Working with a wide variety of healing modalities, she provides her clients with the most effective process for their specific needs. To book a session with Paula, call 858-480-9234. That's 858-480-9234.
Welcome back to Change It Up with Paula Shaw. I'm so happy to have you here with me today, and also delighted that I am being brought to you by Sherry Blair, your financial consultant, a woman who we love because she loves women and helps them to make their money last, to invest it wisely, and to understand how to use it well. So we are delighted to have Sherry Blair, your financial consultant, as the sponsor of this show. And right now, I'm thrilled to introduce my guest today, Leah Bales. She is a transformational speaker, a coach, radio show host, and a catalyst for the creative power of love. 30 years ago, Leah had a serious immune system crash, and it woke her up to the extraordinary healing power within each one of us, and also created a new career for her in holistic wellness. Today, she empowers entrepreneurs and creatives to thrive in body, mind, and soul so they can create the lives of impact they were born to create. She is also a radio show host. Her show is called We Are More, and the tagline is expanding the fullness of who we really are. She's got a lot of great things to share with us, and I can't wait to welcome her. Hi, Leah.
Hey, Paula. So fabulous to be here. I love the focus of your new show, and I'm just delighted to be here today. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And thank you for this topic, enlightened selfishness. You just heard the email I read from a woman who I think represents us all. And certainly, you know, what she's going through reminds me a bit of your story. So let's start there. What you experienced, as we just looked at in your bio, like a total health crash at one point, right?
I did. I was in my early 30s. I had three young daughters. I was in graduate school and doing my yoga teacher apprenticeship and babysitting for other people's kids. And, you know, I thought I could do everything.
Of course.
I could just
Can't we all?
And take care of everybody and do it all.
Mm-hmm.
And I was tired, you know, and I just kept pushing through it. And then I got one little illness and I kept pushing through and then another. And, you know, sometimes I would find myself wishing someone would tell me to slow down.
Ah.
And someone was telling me to slow down. My body was telling me to slow down, and I wasn't listening.
Mm-hmm.
I was in grad school.
How many of us are guilty of that, right?
Yeah, I was writing a paper at the time I had my crash on mind-body healing, and I was not listening to my body, which is the number one principle of mind-body healing.
Sure.
Listen to your body.
Yes.
But I was doing success and achievement the way I thought I needed to.
Mm-hmm.
I was pushing through. I was ignoring my body. I was ignoring that inner voice that was saying, slow down.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kept pushing and pushing until I literally crashed.
Boy, how many of us can relate to that, huh?
Yeah.
I learned sometimes, not always, but sometimes through observation and not experience. And I've seen too many women, and it seems women more than men. I don't know why. Maybe because we have so many areas of responsibility, not just our careers. I see this crash, whether it's MS, whether it's an autoimmune disease, you know, there seems to be that point at which the body just goes, enough.
Right.
I'm done.
And in a way, that's a really positive thing because that kind of pushing is not good for us on any level.
Right.
And it's not the most effective way to get things done.
Mm-hmm.
But in our culture that is so focused on doing and achievement and external over the internal experience and over being, more doing than being, more yang than yin, you know, that is a very common pattern. And I think it's even more damaging for women than it is for men, that kind of pattern.
Why do you think so?
Well, I think that hormonally and many, many ways, we need to have more of that rhythm. We need to be more in the rhythm of our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't mean we need to not achieve and get things done.
Right.
But it means we really need to be doing it in response to the signals from our body. And the signals from our body are very closely aligned to what I think of as the signals from our soul, from that inner self that guides us on our way.
Mm.
So when I had that crash, you know, it really made me realize I'm not listening to my heart. I'm not listening to my body.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not listening to that inner voice that can guide me. And so really reorganizing my life, learning a lot of skills, a lot of mind-body skills, and learning to do it from the inside, from listening inside, and from responding to that inner signal.
You know, I'm hearing a lot of our listeners in my head going, yeah, but I'm on that merry-go-round and I have no idea how to stop it.
Right.
How do they stop it?
Well, that's a great thing. And everyone's a little different where they are, but I think a lot of it is just beginning to listen. And, you know, one of the things I hear so much from women is, especially women, men too, but especially women, is I feel selfish. I feel selfish when I take time for myself.
Yes.
I feel selfish when I rest. I feel selfish when I say no.
Oh, yeah, that's a beauty.
Really powerful. I even recently, one of my amazing executive clients said, I feel selfish when I even think of what I want.
Wow.
Yeah. And so all of those things, you know, when that I feel selfish becomes a trap. I think of it as the I feel selfish trap. And it keeps us from listening to the brilliance of our body and from the voice of our soul that will guide us. And so what you know, that idea of like selfishness, and certainly we know greed and we know selfishness that hurts other people or the environment to only thinking of our goals. But that's not, I would guess there are very few of any of your listeners that have that being a problem.
Yeah.
You know, I think most of us are way skewed in the other direction.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
And go ahead.
How do we move toward or into enlightened selfishness? And would you define what that is?
Well, I used to talk about it as healthy selfishness. And the Dalai Lama talks about wise selfishness.
Ah.
But I especially like enlightened selfishness because the word enlightened, we can think of in three different ways. And all of them are really important for this. And so the first enlightenment is learning. You know, like the idea of the more we learn. And so when we learn, certainly I learned in my immune system crash, I can't take care of anybody if I'm not taking care of myself.
Amen.
And we learned that, and my years of working through the hospital system became more and more obvious to me that self-care is our primary health care.
Oh, say that again. That's a great line.
Self-care is our primary health care. Now, well, whatever other wonderful forms of health care, whether they're fairly conventional or they're you know, more alternative, self-care is the one irreplaceable form of health care. And if you can have the best other health care, medications, surgeries in the world, if you don't have great self-care, you're not going to have optimal health.
Oh, that's so true.
And so the more we look at that and the more we realize if we're wearing ourselves down, if we're not doing the things we need to be healthy, there's nothing that can fix it.
That's so true. Then you have to need all that other care.
That's right. And it's wonderful to have that care, but it needs to be supplemental to what we do to ourselves.
Yes.
So really, the more we learn, the more we realize that taking care of ourselves is the number one factor in how we age and how our health is and how we feel and how productive we can be.
Wow. Yeah. That makes a big difference. And I know I have read recently that stress is, well, stress is the enemy on so many levels, even a cancer causer, but certainly it does not help us age well.
And some really fascinating things that have come out, you've probably read this too and learned and studied this about stress recently, is it's not so much the stress as the way we think about it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so one of the things I work a lot with my clients on is reframing. So if someone says to me, oh, I have such a stressful week, I don't know how I'll deal with it. And we can like, okay, you have all these things coming up. How and if they can shift it to, wow, I have a lot of things coming I really care about. I'm excited about it. Or I have a lot of things coming up. I know I can prioritize and I can use this energy that I have to get them done.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And
that's a great reframe.
Yeah, the reframe makes all the difference.
Yeah.
You know, we used to think that what would affect your health the most is how many things on the stress scale you had. Now we realize it's the way you think about those things.
Yeah.
And like you were talking about challenges coming up and transitions and things that are happening. And if we think of them as like, oh my God, I have so many things I'm dealing with.
Yes.
It becomes a very different situation than, wow, there's a lot I'm dealing with and I'm learning new ways of doing it. And I'm going to take some time for myself along the way.
And that's the key. That's the hugest part, right?
It is.
Finding that spot. Like the person who sent the email in, she doesn't seem to be able to find that spot. And that may be, as you pointed out, sometimes we feel too guilty to give ourselves that spot of time to ourselves, whether it's a hot bath or a massage or a walk, or I know a walk out in wide open spaces heals me like no other. You know,
me too. And so it's finding what those things are. Mm-hmm. Like one of my clients recently, very busy type A person, mm-hmm. and she was just like, I don't have any time for myself.
Yeah.
So she began taking 10 minutes a day to sit on her deck and just look at the birds and the trees.
Nice.
And it made all the difference in how her day went.
And that's only 10 minutes.
Right. And she was more productive and calmer and got along better all day long.
Oh, I love that. And when we come back, I want to share with you some great simple little techniques I learned from Mark Waldman, who does neuroscience research.
He's fabulous.
Oh, he is. Great. Oh, you probably already know.
Oh, I'd love to hear it.
All right. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back with more Change It Up with Paula Shaw on AM 1170, The Answer.
Change it. Turn and face the strain. Change it.
How confident are you that you'll have enough money to retire when the time comes? Your financial future may be at risk, and you don't even know it. Hi, I'm Sherry Blair, financial advisor, and helping you meet your financial goals is important to me. Let me help you make smarter financial decisions that will keep your money safe, growing, and there when you need it. Call me for your free, no-obligation consultation or a second opinion. 619-997-0416.
California license number 0B42369. Securities and services offered through HBEC Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. HBEC Inc. and Michael J. Lucia and Associates are not affiliated.
Is living in today's fast-paced world making you feel stressed and out of balance? Are anxiety, sleeplessness, depression, lack of focus, or weight gain robbing you of your relationship and your energy? If you're ready for change, you need to call Paula Shaw. Paula helps you identify and eliminate self-sabotaging thinking and behavior. Using a wide variety of mind-body techniques, she provides her clients with the most effective processes for their specific needs. To book a session with Paula, call 858-480-9234. That's 858-480-9234.
Welcome back to Change It Up with Paula Shaw, brought to you by Sherry Blair, your financial consultant, a woman's woman. She's out there helping women learn how to deal with their money in smart ways to make it last and to make it more. So, Sherry Blair, your financial consultant. And in studio with me now is Leah Bales, who is teaching us about enlightened selfishness. So, Leah, in our last segment, we were talking about the first key to enlightened selfishness is
what learning.
Learning
the importance of taking care of yourself.
Okay.
And that it's not selfish. It's absolutely vital to your health.
Right.
Yeah.
And the other keys?
So, number two, and enlightenment is often associated with spirituality.
Yes.
And in every spiritual tradition, there is the aspect of service.
Uh-huh.
And if we are going to truly be of service, we have to, like you were talking about, fill up that well,
mm-hmm.
that inner wellsprings of vitality and energy.
Yes.
Rabbi Hillel, 2,000 years ago, wrote, "It is your solemn obligation to take care of yourself because you never know when the world will need you."
Oh, that's beautiful.
You know, like things come up in our family. Suddenly things can happen.
Mm-hmm.
Or in our community, or even all the way across the world, things come up that we feel called to serve for.
Yes.
And we cannot do that if we're running on empty. We cannot do that if we've depleted that inner wellsprings.
True.
So that idea that we need to continually take good care of ourselves, keep those inner wellsprings of vitality and energy full. So that we actually can give to the world what we want to give. We cannot do it otherwise.
Mm, great point. Mm. And the final aspect of...
Number three is my favorite because it's the most fun.
And I love
that. I think of enlightenment as being what lights you up.
Yes.
What lights you up? What are the things that make you feel more alive, more radiant, more full?
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned walking out in nature, and that is so it for me too. This morning I went walking at sunrise and just waded in the ocean for a little while.
Oh,
it's just like, it feels so good, you know? So what are some other things that light you up, Paula?
Gardening.
Mm-hmm.
I love, and walking around the neighborhood looking at the flowers and the plants, you know, is something I've always loved. And I start every day with meditation. Mm-hmm. I think if I didn't, I would be a raving crazy person. I'm sure I would. And then dancing.
Me too.
I loved it. Well, we need to get together. Yeah, I can see a day with Paul and Leah.
Yeah.
We'll start with a walk. And we'll do a little meditation. Then we'll dance.
And we'll have a great time. You should join us.
I love it. You're all invited.
Yeah. So those things that light us up literally are nourishing and healing.
Mm-hmm.
They help heal ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
They help that inner pharmacy produce the hormones that are beneficial for us.
Right.
They create an inner environment of healing so that we look better, we feel better, mm-hmm. we have more energy.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're nourishing our own health, and then we become like a lighthouse.
Yes.
You know, we don't have to be trying to give out energy and healing to the world. When we are lighting ourselves up, when we're doing what lights us up, we naturally become radiant. We naturally become like rays of light. That's who we naturally are, love and light.
Mm-hmm.
But we can get depleted. And so when we do what lights us up,
yes.
when we continually commit to that, and again, it can be little things,
mm-hmm.
small things integrated during the day, then we become a source of light for the world.
Oh, I love that. Sort of like recharging your batteries.
Absolutely.
Often,
right? Keeping ourselves plugged in. And, you know, we're often plugged into our electronic devices, and sometimes those drain us. It's like unplugging from what drains us,
mm-hmm.
unplugging from the things that dim our light,
mm-hmm.
and plugging in regularly and consciously to the things that truly light us up.
Oh, I love that. Mm-hmm. So I think before we go a step further, I know I can hear people saying, how do I find this woman? How do I get a hold of her if I want to learn more or work with her? So let's give them your contact info and tell us what about the gift that you have on your website.
So leahbayles.com is my website, and that's LEABAYLES.com. And there's a gifts page. So if you go to leahbayles.com/gifts, GIFTS,
mm-hmm.
I have a number of gifts there. And the one that probably relates the most to what we're talking about today is the Unshakable Self-Care Gift Package.
Oh, say that title again. I love it.
Unshakable Self-Care Gift Package. So, you know, because we're all so busy,
mm-hmm.
because we have so much going on, I've been thinking in the last 6 or 7 months about creating unshakable self-care. What is the self-care that we don't need to leave our lives to go do?
Mm-hmm.
It's not one more thing to put on your overly full to-do list.
Right.
It's a way of being.
Oh.
And so that, and it actually starting in May, I have a new membership program. It's the Unshakable Self-Care Salon. So it's a membership program. And, and it will be really helping people thrive and shine even in their busiest times.
Oh, I love that. I have this vision of a big Zoom class, and women are kind of stretched out on chaise lounges, perhaps a glass of wine. Maybe they have a mask on their face. Somebody's getting a massage, and you're all chatting with each other.
Sounds fun. I'm loving these ideas.
Yeah, that would be really great.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do that one too. Change it up with massage or change it up with the spa.
Sounds great.
Spa therapy. That's our new thing, Leah. Spa therapy.
And how can your life feel more like a spa? So you don't have to leave your daily life.
Mm-hmm.
How can we integrate things into every day so that we don't have to as often leave our lives to go separate to a, you know, something else that replenishes us?
Yes.
How can we continually replenish those inner reserves?
Mm.
How can we notice what we're doing that depletes us and do it in a way that replenishes us?
Oh, that's so
really
important.
You know, my intention is for everyday life to feel more nourishing, more replenishing, and more juicy and lit up.
So how do you suggest someone like the lady who wrote the email, someone comes to you and let's just say they're totally frazzled and they're like, I've got this job, I love it, but it's making me crazy, my health is taking a dive, what do I do?
So I would take it on several levels, but the very first thing would be to try to find something that she could do for 10 minutes a day that began to fill her back up. Right. And a commitment to that.
Mm-hmm.
And it wouldn't be what thought she should do. But
right.
like what for her? For some people, it's listening to music. For some people, it's free painting.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's usually being outside somewhere or dancing. You know, what would that be? And that would be fun. That wouldn't feel like an obligation.
Right.
It would feel like fun. And that would be.
Interesting. I know I was talking to a woman the other day who, a young woman too, and was telling me she loves to cross stitch. Mm. Now I can't relate because to me that sounds like a little bit of torture. Mm-hmm. But she had been up till 2 a.m. cross stitching. Mm-hmm. Now, not taking it a little bit far, not doing what we're talking about, because we want to have moderation mm-hmm. in what we do, right? So that we can actually preserve our health and get our sleep. But I think it's true for, I know a group of women that like to get together and color, you know, like pictures, right. coloring.
Right.
A lot of people love that. Is it stamping? Is that what it's called? Mm. Or scrapbooking? Scrapbooking.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
there are all kinds of things that people love. Mm-hmm. And I think that, so what I'm hearing you say is find that thing that lights you up and relaxes you at yes. the same time. And now you've hit the golden ring.
Right.
And build it in.
Yes.
Right.
And commit to it just a few minutes a day to start. Yes. And it's not true that you don't have 10 minutes.
Right.
Because when we invest in that kind of time, mm-hmm. it has wonderful effects through our whole day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So true.
And so that would certainly be one thing. The mm-hmm. other thing I would do is dig a little deeper with someone and like notice what she's saying to herself mm-hmm. during the day and which of those self-talk patterns are helpful and which aren't. You know, I think that's when good. We can change our self-talk, we can change our life.
Absolutely. That's huge. And one of the things mm-hmm. that I often look for with people that I'm working with too, are what are those sabotaging subconscious mm-hmm. beliefs?
Yes.
Right? So if you believe something like, I'm not enough, or no matter what I do, it's not enough, or it's not right. If you don't get rid of those beliefs, then no matter what you do, it isn't going to feel like enough, and it isn't going to feel like you did it right.
It never will. You mm-hmm. can't possibly do enough when you've got that. And that, you know, one of the things with especially women, but men also that I work with is shifting that place of self-harshness.
Oh, that's nice.
So hard on ourselves.
Yeah.
It's like, let's lay down the swords of self-harshness and learn to be
that.
Kind and
yes,
gentle.
To ourselves.
Yes, we have to. Mm-hmm. Because again, if we're driven from that place of, it's not enough, I'm not good enough, then we're always in a fight kind of place.
Yes, and I see that. No peace.
No peace.
Ah,
yes.
Leah, you have so many wonderful things to teach people, and I love this work you're doing and leading from the yin side. I love that line. Would you give us the information one more time, how people can reach you and
Leah,
what that gift is?
Thank you. Mm-hmm. LeahBales.com/gifts.
Okay.
There's the Unshakable Self-Care Gift Package.
I'm signing up for that right away.
Also, if you're interested in really going a little deeper and exploring one-on-one coaching with me, I encourage you to apply for a one-on-one Thrive and Shine breakthrough session. And, you know, we'll discover what are some of the things that are holding you back from what you really want and what would your next steps be.
Oh, that's perfect. That sounds so great.
Thank you.
I am so delighted to have had you help me kick off my new show, Change It Up with Paula Shaw. And coming up next is going to be the woman we've been chatting about, Sherry Blair, who will share with us her own story and some of the secrets to making your money last and grow. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back with more Change It Up with Paula Shaw on AM 1170, The Answer.
Change it. Turn and face the strain. Change it.
How confident are you that you'll have enough money to retire when the time comes? Your financial future may be at risk and you don't even know it. Hi, I'm Sherry Blair, financial advisor, and helping you meet your financial goals is important to me. Let me help you make smarter financial decisions that will keep your money safe, growing, and there when you need it. Call me for your free, no obligation consultation or a second opinion. 619-997-0416.
California license number 0B42369. Securities and services offered through HBEC Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. HBEC Inc. and Michael J. Lucia and Associates are not affiliated.
There's a question many of us ask ourselves when we are grieving. When will this pain ever end? Life transition coach and grief recovery specialist Paula Shaw wants you to know there is light at the end of the tunnel. In her new best-selling book, Paula gives you information and practical exercises you can use right away in your recovery process, including breathing methods, the emotional freedom technique, energy psychology work, and many other healing tools. Grief, when will this pain ever end? Available now on Amazon.com.
Change it. Turn and face the strain. Change it.
Welcome back to Change It Up with Paula Shaw. And now in this segment, you are going to actually get to meet Sherry Blair, the financial consultant that I have been talking about earlier in the show, who is my sponsor and is an amazing woman. And I am so excited to get to ask her some questions that I'm sure lots of you would love to ask, to find out how she does this thing she does of helping women in particular. She's not against men, just like our show. We are highlighting women, but we love men, especially the kind of men that are nice to women and that are supportive and wonderful.
That's right.
And those of you who have been listening know we've been talking to Leah Bales about enlightened selfishness. And I think one of the things she and Sherry have in common is that they both realize that left up to our own devices, we women sometimes will run ourselves to an absolute frazzle. We will allow someone to use up all the money or spend it unwisely because we think it's not our place. And Leah's been talking about how to build in that time for self-care. And Sherry teaches women how to learn what they need to know so that they can do the right things with their money. So I'm excited because I think we're all about enlightened selfishness today. Isn't that a perfect title?
I love that. I love that. That's, yes, we,
and
that's
I know,
a good thing to take with us. Absolutely.
And it's a good thing to do, as we have learned from Leah. You know, not obviously, it's not the same as blatant crazy selfishness where we are in a narcissistic bubble and don't know anybody else exists. But the problem for most of us is everybody else exists except us.
That's right.
Right?
That's right. Women do have that problem much more than men, I think.
Yes. And I think, too, because we're natural nurturers.
Right.
You know, we want to care for everybody.
Right.
But we need to find that balance, right?
Absolutely.
And that
Absolutely.
Balance has to also be there financially, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Yes, yes, we want that there as well. I mean, that's going to make a big difference in just the way we come forward in our life.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Right.
Because it is a holistic thing, isn't it? All
Absolutely.
The pieces fit together. So it's not just about career or family or relationship or nutrition or exercise or money. It's all of it.
It's all of it. Absolutely.
And if it's all not working, nothing's working.
Right. Right? That's really bad if it's all not working.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, I know you had a quote that you wanted to read from one of your favorite books. Whose book is this and what is it called?
Yes. This is called Breaking Money Silence. And how to shelter or shatter money taboos, talk more openly about finances, and live a richer life.
Beautiful.
This is from Kathleen Burns Kingsbury. And she is all about, she's actually a wealth psychologist expert.
Oh, so I didn't know there was such a thing.
Yes, yes.
Interesting.
She's an amazing woman. She has several books out, and she has a podcast, but she got a degree in finance and then went on and got her master's in psychology. So she married
great
the two.
And,
yeah, great combination.
Mm-hmm.
But she's all about shattering money silence. And I think that we could all learn from that. So
Absolutely.
I just wanted to start with this.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine a world where partners talk about money, resolve financial disagreements, and raise financially intelligent children. Women are paid equitably and are not penalized financially for their gender. Mm. In this society, parents are free to share their values, goals, and dreams with the next generation and proactively plan and communicate their elder care wishes to their children. In this world, financial advisors embrace the human side of finance and facilitate money communication between couples and families. In this society, money silence no longer exists. And what she has this quote in here from Mahatma Gandhi, be the change that you wish to see in the world.
So in other words, if we're going to break the money silence, we have to start talking.
Absolutely. We do. We have to talk. We have to talk and we have to listen. We have to listen. Yes.
Yes. And, you know, I love what you read, because I think there are so many old taboos about money. You know,
right.
Like in when I was a kid, when you know, in your social upbringing, you were taught never talk to people about money, politics, or religion.
Absolutely.
Those
right.
are the taboos, right?
Right?
And what are we the most concerned with? You know, what are we the most interested in? So I think part of this enlightened selfishness we've been talking about is talking about what we need to talk about, right?
Absolutely.
So that we can put ourselves in a better, smarter position.
That's right. And until we do talk about it and listen, you know, and work through the things that come up when we talk about it, we're not going to change.
Right.
And society's not going to change. I mean, her position is that Kathleen's is that we need a revolution as far as breaking the money silence. Because things are not going to change unless we do that. So she really works with and talks with a lot of financial advisors, particularly those helping women. That's why, you know, that's how I found her and why I think she's wonderful. So, yeah.
Oh, I'm excited. Yeah. I'm really excited about her. And so, Sherry, tell us a little bit about why do you specialize in helping women?
Okay. Yes, I'd love to. Well, you know, for me, a lot of it started as a child. Mm-hmm. And I grew up in a very male-dominated family, being mm-hmm. the only girl out of five boys.
Mm-hmm.
And my father, there were six, and it was just my mother and I. And he, when it came to money or any decisions about money or anything like that, he was the one that made all the decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And if my mother didn't necessarily agree with him or want to do things differently, he wouldn't have it. That was just the way it was,
mm-hmm.
you know. And he had his own mind made up about what, you know, money. He was an entrepreneur. And he was very strong personality. And it was either my way or the highway. So, you know, my siblings learned very young that you don't cross him.
Mm-hmm.
So when it came, particularly money issues, you never crossed him.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched my mother be the same way. And, you know, there were times where he was away for long periods of time. And, or often, and she didn't know when he'd be back. I mean, he was supposed to be back at a certain time, you know, and oftentimes it was beyond that. So she had limited amount of funds. That was it.
And like an allowance that he left her before he left.
Right, right. Like, you know, this is obviously to take care of the family, whatever you need, whatever. And she was always frugal anyway,
mm-hmm.
you know, as much as you can be when you have six kids.
Yeah.
Right. So. Wow.
Six kids.
Yeah. So she, you know, I just saw, I saw her be you know, stressed about money and how to, you know, make ends meet and even put food on the table. And we grew up in what would be considered definitely middle or upper middle class family.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this oxymoron that I felt like we were living.
Yeah.
And so as I got older, I mean, I vowed to myself that I would never let that happen to me.
Mm. And did you keep that promise?
Well, I tried.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, no, I
But actually, it's tough, isn't it? Because this situation you just described is sort of the traditional way.
Absolutely.
That it is in mm-hmm. families, that the men run the money.
That's right. That's mm-hmm. right. The men run the money. And I mean, and that's what I'd obviously come from, and that's what I'd seen in my family from prior generations.
Right.
And that's obviously what my father saw, and even my mother allowing it. But, you know, I knew that, you know, I grew up in the later 60s and the early 70s when change was happening and women had more of a voice and were getting out and working more.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I felt that women had rights as well. And
thank goodness you did.
That's right.
Because what a concept. We actually do, right?
That's right.
And yet, you know, I know a lot of women who are embarrassed about their financial situation or embarrassed because they don't understand the market and money and all that stuff more. And you, what I love about you is, and I have seen you in action and I've been to your events, so I know that you combine educating women with beautiful events and feminine kinds mm-hmm. of situations.
Right.
And I want to be sure that before we run out of time, you give your information, how someone can find you, because I think you offer consults, right?
Yes, I do. Complimentary consultation. So I can be reached at, call directly at 619-997-0416.
Would you say that again?
That mm-hmm. is 619-997-0416. Or you can email me at cblair, B-L-A-I-R, at Lucia, L-U-C-I-A, financial.com. That's cblair at luciafinancial.com. And I will speak with you and help you and do everything we can to make sure that you feel more empowered about your money.
Oh, I love the way you said that. And may I please encourage the listeners out there to talk to this woman. She really knows what she's doing. She really understands money, and she is a love. She will be gentle and sweet and kind with you.
Oh, thank you, Paula.
Sherry, thank you for being with us today and for helping us kick off, change it up with
Paula
Shaw. All
righty. Love it. Yeah.
And you can find our show on many, on just about every podcast platform here on KCBQ on Saturday and Sunday nights at 7 o'clock. And on radio stations across the country. So ask Alexa. She'll help you find us. See you again soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Change It Up with Life Transitions expert, speaker, and best-selling author, Paula Shaw. Join the Change It Up movement with Paula Shaw every Saturday and Sunday at 7 p.m. as we explore topics that inspire, welcome change, and create a new kind of conversation. To learn more about Paula, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities, visit changeitupradio.com. Whether you're feeling happy, sad, mad, or glad, it never hurts to change it up.
Cherry Blair is a financial advisor, California insurance license number 0B42369 with Michael J. Lucia & Associates. Security and services offered through HBEC Inc., member FINRA SIPC. HBEC Inc. and Michael J. Lucia & Associates are not affiliated.